please visit the World Radio Paris website, where you can see details of our crowdfunding campaign for April. We're looking to acquire a more powerful transmitter to reach further through Paris. Thank you. Public street furniture. It's the lighting illuminating our roads, bus shelters marking our ride home, or the benches close to the green spaces where we eat our lunch with work colleagues. But what about when the homeless appropriate these spaces for themselves, particularly evident with bus shelters, taking respite from the weather? In March, Paris's refit of its 2,000 bus shelters kicked off, a backlash against Paris's vagrant issue. The shelter designs are beautiful in form, but not at all spaces for homeless to set about making home. Coming up on this episode of Urban States.
It costs 10 times less than the town shelters. It's not really home, it's like a bedroom in a boat. It looks like the places in Paris where you can buy the newspaper. Yeah, I think it's a big idea and can be good for everybody.
So in this episode, we're looking at a guerrilla solution to abate the French homeless problem. So why this guerrilla approach? Why not rely on the current system?
I need a lot of place. And if the government can do that, it will not be in the next 10 years. And homeless were 150,000 people this year. So the government has no solution for this.
Welcome to Urban States, Season 2, Episode 6, Cocoon, a guerrilla's guide to the homeless problem. Street furniture fit for purpose alongside a network of university students and social services professionals are being brought together to literally cocoon and help communities accept vulnerable individuals back into everyday life. Cocoon is a big society idea with philanthropic gestures from Jérôme Boudet and Alain Bourgon. They think massive social impact over sustained cash sums is needed. A way to alleviate today's homeless problem, then, is integration and not further displacement.
I'm Jérôme Boudet. My ambition visiting Paris is to show a new solution for homeless. My solution name is Cocoon, when homeless can sleep not only one night, but as long as they want. That's not a real home, but that's a shelter where they are secure, where they are helped by a student community.
Urban States met up with Jérôme last month at Up Campus, who put on events at Paris's Bellevilloise. The organization's motto is to inspire social innovation, with this particular event riding along a theme of think global, act frugal. Very in keeping with the ambitions set by Jérôme Boudet and his technical partner Alain Bourgon.
This evening, that's an event to introduce frugal economy. It means to do more with less, to focus on the real need of people and not to waste things. And that's what we have done. We had focused on the real need of homeless to give them a solution who can make them have a real home later.
Cocoon's aim is to plug back into the community vulnerable individuals, fostering them back to legitimacy. Along the way, Boudet and Pogam hope to evolve the mindset for homeless shelter design.
In Cocoon, because that's private, we can choose the people we want. The social worker say to the student who manage Cocoon, we have someone who can go in Cocoon because he is able to manage this little space. Sometimes they are very proud. If people don't want to come in, that's the right. We don't want to force anybody to do something. The student gives them time. The student gives them the shelter. They build annual budget the shelter. You have to share nothing with other people. You don't have to explain why you are here. The students are with you to work with a social worker to make your life better when you're homeless. We have a code. The Cocooné has a code, and so he has the responsibility of the place. That first step, the life he had before. This can make the life better also for the students because they learn a lot of things helping these homeless people. Find work, it's more complicated. So there are other association. The student can help where the social worker stop their work because they have no time or they have no solution.
And also they're hacking current thinking on the way institutions work together. Their Cocoon family promises a network-wide access to university students across a breadth of specialisms, each offering their own contribution to help the vulnerable individuals, getting the institutions to work in solidarity too with an overburdened social services.
So there are an open data like we're building to know more these people. And we have made a cocoon family, a cocooner association. And the cocoon family will take every experience from the cocooners and give back to other cocooners the experience.
Homelessness is one of France's major social problems, a polemic evolving for the worse and on the increase. Social research by Cocoon calculates that every 45 minutes, there's one more homeless person in France, and they recognise different reasons why vulnerable individuals may need to become cocooned or a cocoonie.
Sometimes they are afraid of people who are inside social shelters. They're afraid of they can't have their animal. They're afraid they lose a little part of the town they have if they go one night in a shelter. In social work, if you are a man, if you are in the 30s, you will be the last to have something. And even if you just lose your home last week and you're able to work in the society, the welfare is not really for you because you're not priority.
Only by putting this big idea into practice can the key values trickle up to help the process of destigmatizing, integrating and orientating homeless back into the system. They've donated time and money to date for this project they call Cocoon, and they're working sensitively with towns and companies to ensure the idea is a grower.
If there are 50 homeless in your street, you will be afraid. We don't want 10 cocoons, so we take care if there is one homeless. In the same place, in the same part of the town, we want one. And cocoon has to be accepted by the part of the town it will be in. They don't want something ugly in the part of town, and we have made cocoon like a kiosk, so it's really integrated in the town. Before giving cocoon in the part of the town, we have a meeting explaining what we do, and we put cocoon in this part of the town if the people are okay with this project. We don't want to make ghettos.
So these guerrilla entrepreneurs brought cocoon, at least on paper, to Paris a few weeks ago. But the prototype is ready. Jerome tells us more about the pragmatic and integrated geosocial solution.
Everything is built, but we have to make the test for the proto, and that's one of the reasons we are here. We have seen two directors of foundations and people who have companies who want to do social welfare. If we manage only with our money, the first town will be Montpellier. But people want to help us, and maybe we have Paris, a third town, three tests in the same time to make it better to launch it.
Season 2, Episode 6, Urban State, Cocoon, A Guerrilla's Guide to the Homeless Problem. A final word from Jerome about how to follow and support Cocoon.
There is a Facebook called Cocoon, Un Abri pour les Sans-Abri. And we are building the website right now, but step by step, because we're alone. We're just individual person who invest their own money to make it.
So see more on Facebook, Cocoon, A Shelter for Those Without Shelter. Cocoon, Un Abri pour les Sans-Abri. There's a link on the World Radio Paris Facebook page, and we'll tweet the details too. You're Without Urban Arts Boy for Urban States on WRP. Do you recall not long ago when you would walk on the sidewalk? The track Lean On by Major Lazer and DJ Snake, featuring the Danish vocalist Mu.